That's a nice set.
Yeah, it's only been worn like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, no, those are super.
First of all, the Central Oregon Coast Fire and Rescue District Board of Directors meeting to order for Thursday, August 17th at 5:30 p.m. And normally I would make an announcement that the meeting is being streamed live. However, our equipment is down, so we are audio recording the meeting. But we are not live streaming, so there won't be any remote audience participation either. Anybody who has comments can always certainly email or send them in to Central Coast and we can take them up at our next meeting. We have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Peter Heckerman?
Here.
Zach Aiken?
Here.
John McCullough?
Here.
Greg Dunn?
Here.
Rick Booth is excused. The quorum is present.
Good. Okay, we have the approval of minutes, and these are the minutes from the July 20th, 2023 meeting. Has everyone had a chance to review them? Do you have any additions, corrections, comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion to?
I'll motion.
So moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Citizen participation. We may have a citizen.
Calls, and in August so far, 2 fires, 19 EMS, 5 vehicle crashes, 1 water rescue, 2 lift assists, 3 other assists, for a total of 44 calls for the month of August thus far.
Don't really have anything for maintenance other than our first outage has been given it kind of a good once-over attendance annual PM done for our maintenance done. We had a couple other issues that sent it over there to begin with, but those are since, I don't have numbers, but those have since been corrected for way less than what we thought it would be. And it is not near what the problem we thought it was doing. So I will say that I don't know exactly what's going on. They've been updating me every afternoon. They give me a call and just kind of give me a status where they're at. So we're hoping to have the backfire Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, that's
really good. Yeah, and it's going to be, yeah, so. Not still, it is a shop, so I'm just going to say it's not cheap, but way better than what I initially thought it was going to be. So,
it's definitely not a moment.
Yeah, it's not a moment.
Okay,
that's all I have.
The only thing I had was I know I missed the workshop, but I know there was a discussion about maybe setting up a separate meeting, or just all I need is like an hour and a half to just go over some of the policy stuff before I make changes, because there are some questions that I need your guys' guidance on wording, especially when it comes to because it needs to be updated to go along with the union contract, the Civil Service Commission, and then also the PAB Oregon. But there's been some questions that have come up with that. That we just need to go over and clarify, and it would just be easier if we could just sit down and just go over it. son gets to leave every weekend at academy, so.
So, I know we had talked a little bit about this. I'm amenable to an evening meeting. Do we wanna, what would work for you guys?
I'm offering the children, so.
It's gonna have to be a, so the weekend is gonna be Friday, because otherwise it's a long time before this.
Okay, all right, so a Friday?
Friday, we're good.
A Friday would work.
Okay.
Just not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. You would really have a lot of chance.
We gotta be there tomorrow anyway, so.
Right, yeah. So maybe, what, 2 weeks from now? That could be the time to just. I think we did talk about it, but we didn't have our calendars to. I don't have to put my calendars.
So that'd be the 1st of September.
1st of September?
That's when the show.
When does.
That's Labor Day weekend, so.
Yeah, okay. How about the week after Labor Day?
Day. No worries.
September 8th?
She'll understand.
Huh? Oh, that's right, no, we can't do that. So, the 15th, how about the 15th?
That's been going on.
So
is anybody available next Friday?
Isn't
I literally, it's not going to take that long.
Is that the week after that, is bingo night?
No, the 15th is bingo night of September. That is the 3rd Friday.
How about the 25th of August?
I could do the 25th. I mean, I'm pretty much ready to go of all the questions I have.
Okay, so
I just need
a week from tomorrow.
I just, yeah, I mean, I would be fine with that. If that would work.
Oh,
you guys want to just get it out of the way?
Can I do it personally?
I mean, they could do it with 4 people.
Well, I can
well, the thing is that it's a workshop. So, you know, that I mean, you could review the materials, make any comments that you want. You know, we won't be making any hard and fast decisions.
No, so what I'm meeting is basically to go over it with you guys, get suggestions from you so that I can update the policies. So that at the next meeting, you
right.
guys can actually
right.
approve them.
Do you have suggestions that you've got copied out already?
Yes.
Can you email what you have, and then I'll send those to the policy?
Yeah.
That'll work. As long as there's 3 of us, so we've at least got a quorum. So, okay.
And what time, 5:30 from you?
You want to do 5? I mean, I'm off work at 4:30, so.
I'm fine with 5.
5? Okay, 5 o'clock on the 25th.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think it will take very long.
Well, at least we aren't having to develop them.
No, it's more just, there's been some questions that have come up that it just, it's so much easier to just be able to just sit down and just go over them. Where everybody's like got it in front of them, and the Paisley Oregon thing has been fun. And that is now, it didn't get delayed, so people can now actually apply for it, and they will start sending payments out to people in September. So employees can actually apply for it now.
Okay. Okay. Volunteer report?
Well, August 4th.
Yeah.
August 4th, Wendy and I, as representatives of the Volunteer Association, went out to the casino and accepted a $6,000 grant for recruitment retention from the prep. We're going to be doing an announcement on that. With that, we're building flyers, and then our association meeting next Monday, we're going to be mailing out part of that funds. It's going to do a huge mailing marketing campaign. To all of our district and most of the jobs in Silver District to try to bring some volunteers back into Central Coast. So, it also, we're working on verbiage, so I'm not going to like go into it, but we're working on a program to help. some rewards, if you will, or incentives, whatever you want to call it. I know we're both we're dealing with a bunch of stuff. How we can
what we can call it.
Yeah, so I'm not hard and fast with the word.
Incentives.
Yeah, you can't call it. There's
you can't really call it stipends.
Stipends. You can't call it incentives. You can't call it. Yeah, there's certain things in the way it has to be structured. Anyway, I've been rewriting the whole volunteer program, and that's part of it. And this is a big step in that direction. And even it's figured out to where there's enough there to last at least a year's worth, so it takes that burden off of the district as far as those kind of programs. But we can still give back to the volunteers that are putting way more into it. So.
Right. Yeah. And that has been, you know, a headache over the years because the district's hands are tied on how much we can, you know, how much we can appreciate our volunteers,
yeah,
even though we do.
Well, and they did it in there, so if the, for workers' comp, the district will still be involved, but the association pays it back, so it's more of a bill from the district and the association. We went through and redid all of our bylaws with attorneys first to make sure that, and of course, that was brought up that it needed to be done, so we went through and made sure that was all done. So we are truly, the association is truly now that's a separate entity, so that those kind of things fall legally on the association to make sure it's done right. So, but for workers' comp and for those things, the district will still pay them, but it will be a reimbursement by the association. So this is where it gets into the legal things, and I'm still trying to figure out how to call it. So.
Yeah.
But we are working with attorneys and stuff to fix that. We do have 5 recruits in the Federal Roasters Academy, which is pretty awesome. 2 cadets and 3 recruits, and as Wendy mentioned, and I'm pretty proud of her.
It's been fun.
Yeah. She's going through the Fire 1 and Fire 2 Academy, so she'll have those certifications when she graduates. You know, what took me 4 years to get it all, but she's going to have them. Awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, there's lots of on-the-job training that's going to come along after the search, so we'll see how things go. But yeah, I'm pretty proud of her. For it all started because honestly, we didn't have a driver, and she was the only driver to get to the recruits there. And then she said, "You know, this sounds like we could do this." So she was
I'm calling it my midlife crisis.
So anyway, that's kind of where the volunteers at. We're moving forward, and I'd like to see us get a bunch of crews back in here, a bunch of people in here. So I'm going to work towards that. As a volunteer volunteer.
And of course, we have a bingo tomorrow night. And the bingo was last month. We got the jackpot was won, so it starts all over.
Yeah.
So I believe she's.
Well,
technically, so the parents
Katie
won.
Katie Wiley won, the mom?
The parents accepted the money on behalf of the child because that is what the charitable organizations for gambling, if you will, says you have to do.
Yep.
They allow children to play as long as they have a parent, if they're under 18, and have a parent with them, and the parent has to accept the prize. But she had to keep the big fake check that said $1,000 on it, so
yeah.
She was pretty happy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's definitely bragging points.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, the whole time I was verifying her card, she's behind me, and you just hear her giggling, and it was really hard.
Looks,
yeah.
It looks like vibration behind her.
She was so excited. So, yeah. So, and we find everybody will be back, and basically, you'd be starting over from square one there tomorrow.
Okay, how about a union report? Brett,
yeah.
Finance report.
Not much to report on this month. We're only 1 month into the fiscal year, but district had cash on hand at the end of the month, $430,210, and of that, unrestricted is just under $300,000, so that's what we have to work with until mid-November. Didn't get any money in for current levy funds, too early for that. Prior levy funds, $4,262. So, anyway, that's really about all the note. There's not much activity for July.
Anybody have any questions about the financial report? to accept the financial report. Seconded to accept the financial report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Motion to approve the paying the bills.
Pay bills.
Is there a second?
No second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve paying the bills. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Correspondence.
We received a thank you card from a not actual citizen, the daughter of a citizen. I'll pass it around. I just wanted to thank us for coming up. Not the outcome they were hoping for, or we were hoping for, but they wanted to thank us anyways because we were part two.
Send up for some ideas, some parking lot here.
call and just see what, where we're at with it.
Are we still only keeping the boat moored or the boat on the water?
Right now it's out of the water. It's still not fully back in service. It's still got quite a bit of barnacles underneath it. Next, I do have it back for repairs. It does steer forward now. But I'm going to sling it up in tight water in the right spot. I'm just going to sling it. Scrape the bottom, get cleaned up, and we're still going to hand call the bottom regardless, just because it's going to need it. So, but no, it probably will not go back into the water for the rest of the season. So, it's been a lot of work, and I really not want to go again in just a month. That's just for the pump repair. There's more for as far as the paint and the scrape and the, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's not a huge expense, but it's still an expense that I'd rather avoid for the future. So especially if we're already talking about surplus in it, we need to just make it look good, run good, and if it does get surplus, whoever buys it's going to not want to buy or spend top dollar on a broken boat, especially with one caught covered bundles. So.
Okay,
and transient tax slash occupancy tax. Have you had a chance to look into that at all?
No, we're going to go up to the county next week and sit down with them and find out how this is going to work. Same thing with the idea of annexing companies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to do it all in one trip.
Okay.
So we're not going back and forth. So I've got that on my action items. Hopefully I'll have something to report to the next board meeting after we go to the county and get some guidance.
Yep.
So.
Well, like I said, these were all ideas that came out of the workshop, so.
Right.
And then the proposal for the building upgrades?
So all I'm looking for is a motion and vote for approval to write a proposal to go to the city for the $40,000 to upgrade the front of the building so that it's not, you know, not only so that it's not a safety hazard anymore, but also so that, you know, as people drive by, it's not isolated.
Right.
And which I think benefits the city. So what I'm looking for this point is the approval and to draft that proposal up. And be able to submit that won't go in until December 1 comes to. So.
Right, but it'll give us a chance and give you a chance to get it written up so we can
yes.
Review it and probably not September.
Yeah, I'll write it probably not September, most likely October.
October. Yeah.
You guys will be able to review it. At the end of the day, it has to be signed by the board.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So all I'm going to do is write the draft and then it's going to be revised by the board.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm just looking for the motion to vote approval to draft the approval.
Yeah, we're directing the chief to proceed with drafting the proposal. I mean, it's just giving him direction.
Move that we give direction to Chief Mason to her to write a proposal to the city.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Streaming equipment purchase.
So I went through, like we discussed in the workshop, we're not streaming tonight's meeting because of the hardware and software issues from last month, or couldn't be fixed in time. So. And that the equipment's been pulled by the donator. So I did put, like we talked about in the meeting, I did went through and sat down. It's not my top of the line equipment, but it is really good stuff, so that we can still go back to streaming because, as I've made very, been very vocal about it, I still would like to see us go just stay with streaming. So. That equipment comes out to about $2,000, just over $2,000. I did look at, and that does include a brand new computer dedicated to did that. I know I said in the workshop that I had a couple that might work, but I looked at them. They're older machines, and I'm afraid that we might wind up with the same problem that we have.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a driver failure, then... Yeah.
I'd rather just go new, and it would be dedicated to just our audio feeds for meetings, for any of the stuff we might need.
And would that be a laptop, or...?
No, it's an all-in-one by Lenovo. It would honestly be mounted in one of the closets here in the wall, because all the equipment would tie to it and plug into it, and it would control it. And then, like I do, like I have in the past, I control it remotely so that I can do streaming and pause if need be, fix things that might go wrong midstream, you know, that kind of stuff. I do it remotely. So, but it's all dedicated back here where it wouldn't be, and everything from web cameras to microphones. The microphones are good. You know, they're singing quality microphones, but they're on little stands that would go on your stage. It wouldn't be like the wireless. They're still wireless, but they're not like the ones that we would use.
Right.
So, and then going to a mixer board that's dedicated. Basically, in layman's terms, it would plug into the mic port on the computer, but the mixer board at that point would handle the majority of the audio, and it would be the computer's microphone controller, which is not as heavily demanding as the way it was set up, would be controlling, just basically giving the audio to OBS, which is the free streaming software we use. So,
who does the city or what does the city use?
City doesn't currently stream.
Jam streams to YouTube.
You know, we've looked at it, but Dan, I mean, we haven't. Got the equipment right now to do it, and we've got a few other things that we've been working on. So, you know, I like the idea of us being able to stream. I don't wanna, like I've said before, the whole Zoom thing. I don't think we need to go there.
That's too insecure. Zoom.
Yeah, it is.
To make a public meeting on that, because you can't password protect it. We can use it for private meetings, like with engineering firms, that kind of stuff, great, because you can password protect those. But for public meetings, you really can't.
Right.
You have to let the public just
have. And, you know, at least with streaming, people can still, you know, chime in. They can't purr, but they can, you know,
they can chat on it. I follow the chat before streaming. I follow where I share it. Three different community pages as well as on our site.
Yeah.
I follow that one here, and then I also have on the bottom a scroller for our email address. So if they want to send an email, that I
right.
monitor through the whole meeting. So at the end of the meeting, I can say, yes, I have correspondence, or no, I don't have it.
Right.
So,
since this wasn't budgeted, probably do need to make a motion if we want to.
Can we get a look at what you've got spec'd out?
Yeah.
Can we table this for the next meeting? Go over it. I mean, that's a further up to purchase. Please, sometime, I just want to make sure something. I'm not questioning you. It's a large expense. I'm going to keep the budget in
mind. I did cut it down by $500 from what I did originally start out.
So. We just talked about this.
Right.
The workshop.
At the workshop, yeah.
You know, I'd like to explore some options just to get your opinion on that.
Yeah. I did base it a lot on what Casey set up with the camera. He did really well, so that's where a lot of it is. Some of it, that one, like the camera is not as, he's got a camera in case you're not set across up there.
Yeah.
Granted, if we got the camera's budget, we could probably buy that stuff too, but
right.
He's got a camera that streams just like $600, so.
Could take it.
It's $140 for this camera.
Could take it out of the equipment reserve account.
Yeah.
Because that money's set aside from the operating general fund.
Okay. Well, I still think it'd be nice if we had a chance to kind of review it, though. So if you can put it together so that we can take a look at it. And actually, we could actually, you know, if you could. Oh, it's a workshop. Can't do that. I'm going to say we're going to have a workshop.
I can still try to have it done before your workshop so you can still review it.
Okay, we can still review it.
Now we
we can make a decision at
on the meeting itself, a certain way, yes, no, blah, blah.
Yeah, we can make a decision at the September meeting. And meanwhile, we do, you know, we are audio recording. Do we have the ability to be able to put the audio recording up on
the
website so that people can at least listen to what was going on? I can't guarantee the quality, but it's probably better than the last meeting was anyway, so.
Better than nothing, mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
But she handles the website, yeah, she.
Okay. All right, well, we'll make sure that we provide you.
We usually have the link to the YouTube channel on there, and so they're just fine, and then you can actually do audio. It actually has a dedicated spot for audio.
Yeah.
Or live streaming, so, yeah, on there, so. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so we're just going to use this consensus to table to.
Yeah, so we have a chance to look at it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do you have anything else for your business?
Nope, that's all that came out of the workshop.
Okay. I guess we're at the Chief's report.
Okay. So we met with Poor Family Foundation on Tuesday. They said to go ahead and do the application for the Good Neighbor grant process that will get us up to a max of $25,000 towards the JetDoc. So I'm in the process of applying for that right now. If we get the $25,000 from them, then I will go to Celeste Tribal for the additional 15, and I've got a really good record with getting those grants. So I think that when we show that we've got 25 already invested, the other 15 will be easy to get, especially for a life-saving program. So,
right.
So that's the plan right now. I'll have that grant turned in by next week, and we'll ask for the full $25,000, and hopefully they'll give it to us. Oregon Seismic will reapply in December. We were talking about that even earlier today, that we're going to take the package that McKinsey gave us. We'll reevaluate the costs and resubmit it. I don't think we're going to be able to do the geotech. That could be upwards of $30,000 to do the geotech. So that's something we're going to have to think about. They don't require it. They just said it would have made it stronger if the geotech wasn't. So we could still apply and hope that maybe this time there's not 40 something applicants in the pool this
night,
or we can consider how we can get the geotech done and try to make it stronger. So we already know, FEMA's already came here and said if there's, you know, the cascade falling erupts, Waltport, the lower end of Waltport is completely gone,
right,
regardless of the hardening and everything we have. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what geotech is going to change about that.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I mean, they did a geotech when the LC bridge was put in, you know, and, I mean, they're not that far away from the bridge.
Yeah.
I agree that that's a, you know, definitely an expense, especially to confirm something we already know.
Right. The $650,000 grant for a new engine is still sitting with FEMA. They're doing the awards now. So we're just patiently waiting, crossing our fingers. ODF fire equipment grant was awarded. So we got $6,000 for ODF equipment, for the wildland equipment. So that's going to buy a Bendix radio for Conflag and a bunch of equipment, hoses and all this stuff for wildland. The OSFM engine program, of course, we were awarded the tender at $467,000. FEB surplus is still waiting on the availability of a Type 3 engine to give to us. The wildland staffing grant is in play. We've got people pulling shifts now, and so we're starting to up staff for our wildland season and get that money out to them through that grant. We need to try to use as much of that as we can so we can justify it for the beginning next year too.
Right.
So, the Celeste Tribal Contribution Fund gave us $3,500 to put towards a Lucas device. We're still working on other grants to finish the funding. I did get Tribal also gave us $6,000, as Eric said, for volunteer recruitment and retention, and they gave us the $9,900 for replacement fire hose, which all came in last week. And so it's being placed on the engines, and I'm guessing probably by October, November, I should have a surplus list for the hose that's going to go back out of the 1 hour hose that we replaced with the good hose, the new hose. So, and then the last one that I'm applying for that I'll have turned in by the end of next week is the Fish and Wildlife Grant, federal grant for a side by side UTV wild grant, beach access, accessibility for the trailer. So, and that one's going to be a high competition one. So, we put a burn ban into effect for the heat wave from the 14th to the 16th, so that ended this morning. The ban went away. That doesn't mean that, you know, the fire season's gotten any better. It's just that when there was the heat wave coming through and all the notifications and the red flag over the valley was going on, we all decided to take that extra step to make sure that we have extra safety for those few days. We're still sitting high fire danger here, extreme fire danger after Mile Post 10 on Highway 84. So, I'm going to start tracking the workshop items, the action items in my reports. You see those there just to know that I'm tracking them. And so you'll start getting regular updates as we go forward based off of what you guys decide. And then, like I said, the only upcoming surplus I have is just going to be replacing the fire hose, the old stuff that we've got.
Well, the dollar value of the fire hose, is that significant enough to warrant needing to do a surplus?
We'll get a decent amount of money for it. A lot of logging outfits will take it for their equipment.
Okay.
You know, it's not out of service, so there may be other districts that want to pick up some of it. We'll probably do it in multiple batches because there's a lot of 2.5 that I have no idea why we have so much 2.5 bucks. So.
Probably because it was a good deal at the time.
Well, yeah, that could be. But a lot of that stuff needs to go. It's just not, it didn't fit the dynamics of our concern. So.
Yeah.
So I think it's gonna bring in a decent chunk. There's still a lot of applicable uses for it in industry outside of fire service. People are always fire hose. I know companies that take old fire hose and make wallets and stuff out of them.
No, yeah, bumpers on docks and numbers of other uses. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. We get people that come in every now and then. Do we get some hoses from you guys?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be enough to warrant a surplus there. And worst case scenario, if we do a surplus letter that's not needed, it's just double coverage.
Right.
So I don't mind typing it up a little bit if it doesn't get that long.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't really have anything for a president's report. If we have any additional questions or comments from the citizens and viewing audience, well, not viewing audience, but citizens. Anything for the good of the order?
Yeah, I know this has been an ongoing problem where we've had, we used to have signs around for to keep everybody from parking on the grass and whatnot, and they either get run over, get taken, whatever, and I don't think we should have to rely on the staff to constantly come out and tell people they can't park in certain areas and stuff, because that just every once in a while turns into a little bit of a confrontation, whatever, where, you know, people get pissed off and they can't just park where they want. Is there any way we can get more permanent signage? It's actually a two-part. More permanent signage, and then obviously it's the market data tends to be the driving force on this, and then get a little coordination with the sheriff's department to do, you know, whether it's, you know, warning notices the first time around or something, or but at least you have the enforcement aspect of not having a fire guys going out here telling people they can't park there and getting some right. kind of enforcement through our law enforcement partners to
well, I mean, the other thing we, I mean, could we put up
so the
barriers
a couple years ago we were having issues with people parking on the far side lot. So we painted the curbs and put fire department on, we put signs up, sit on it on their expense. That stopped. But then people decided they needed to park the grass, which sends me on a rail. And I know what you're, incident you're talking about, because yes, I did get in a heated conversation with somebody, not from this area, just for the record, but I did get in, not in a cussing match, really a yelling match, but just saying, I finally asked him at the end of the conversation, I said, can I bring my fire engine and park it out there? Because that essentially is what it's telling me. It's an absolute disrespectful thing to me, for you to think you can bring your car and just park on the lawn. And then on top of that, you're in the middle of an extreme fire season, and there's publications all over the place about hot exhaust and parking on grass. That is grass dryness. So there has been a process. There's four times on order, been on order for about a week. It should be here, honestly, by tomorrow. That say, no, do not park on the grass, towing the owner's expense, just like what's on the side of the building. I did have a conversation with Bill Rowley, and Rowley's towing. Rowley's towing will not tow unless, yes, the sheriff requests them to be towed, because they do not want to keep up with the ordinances. We end up, as a public agency, I put on there, towing an owner's expense under ORS, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to keep up with that, they don't want to get in the middle of it. Coast towing might, but they can't do it in City of Walford, all pro towing is another option, and they are willing to do it. So,
and I'm not even talking about towing. I'm talking about if they're parked illegally, that's a ticket of war. That's good.
It's sticky. What you could do is, so all the 4x4 posts that they put the city signs on stuff, you strategically put those in the grass, and I'll put an ice over it.
So that's what's coming. They're 3 foot fence posts. Yeah, that'll stick out 3 foot with a red and yellow sign on it. Just says don't even want to commit. It doesn't have the ORS on it. It's just more of a threat. And it'll just hopefully, like it did with our side parking lot, deter people to leave it for parking.
Yeah.
But I mean, the grass isn't that big. If you should strategically put signs on the grass over there.
Well, that's not over
there. It's really scary right
out here. Sure. So there'll be one out by the dumpster, one right here, and then
they get to a point where they actually block the openings.
Well,
right.
The other thing is, it's not clear what is, I can see where people are coming from an outside perspective, what is part of the fire station and what is not. Because there's no clear, you know, yellow lines, fencing, signage, anything. So.
Yeah, and that whole area was gravel, so, you know, it does make it difficult for, I suppose, for a casual observer to.
Last year we tried doing a red fire line around it and didn't stop it.
Yeah.
I had a red line.
Well, I think possibly these signposts, regardless of what the sign says, the posts themselves will probably act as
and it, and if I watched the same, they don't have the same sign. They just said, do not park, blah, 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 telling you to understand. Because Ray's having the same problem. I sit here and just chew on things. Because I'm watching people, they did this beautiful new gravel out there, spent, I know, quite a bit of money. And people will pull off that gravel and right onto the grass. Just sit there and watch it all day long. So they put signs up that say, do not park, you know, here, no parking, between signs, blah, 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 and it stopped. For the most part, there's a couple that still creep through, but in large part, yes, the signs work. So, yes, that's why they are coming. They should be here tomorrow.
The other option is putting a fence on the far side of the grass. I know it might get a little high score, but if you put a fence on there, there's a delineation between what is public right of way versus what is district property.
The signs will be enough. Hopefully, that's going to turn into an income grant later down the road. So, put the signs in. If it deters people from parking on the grass, great. You know, if not, then we'll go back to the drawing board. The signs are pretty low cost, low impact. biggest concern was taking the enforcement aspect out of your guys', you know, perceived responsibility.
Yeah.
So
if you approach the people who manage and operate more.
Worst case, I have been in contact with Tyann, and she actually just recently contacted me. Worst case, they, beachcombers committee themselves, have bought barricades that they're using during beachcombers that she has offered to use, worst case scenario. The downside is they are big and cumbersome, and they would have to have a place to store them during Wednesday market season. Because that's the majority of the problems during Wednesday market. She's has actually sat out there and yelled at people for us, and we told her, no, you don't have to do that.
Well, she's got the vendors now that will not park in the grass here, and they won't park over here.
Yeah.
She can control the vendors, but it's the general public.
They
line the street all the way around.
They can park anywhere in the back parking lot if they want. They can park anywhere in the front parking lot if they want. This parking lot in the grass is the only place.
Yeah, I used to come off the back parking lot because I was driving me nuts. And then we had, because at the time we were parking Stafford's back then, and it was driving me up the wall. So I finally said, okay, this year I give up. I'm not gonna, you can park back here. But they don't. They don't park just back here. They still insist on parking on this grass. So, but yes, the signs should help. The other thing I thought of is super cheap is red chain that only, that plastic chain that only I just put some hooks on the post during. Like on Tuesday night, that I just run around with a roll and just around the grass.
Well, I mean, something similar to what they have over here on the sidewalk on this
month. Yeah.
With a decorative chain.
Yeah, and that's the kind of way.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, well, that chain's like ship chain, it's real stuff, but that's what I'm thinking of. Is just a cheap plastic chain that I can, on Tuesday night, go out there, the little hooks already on the signpost, and just look at the
Let's see how the signs do it.
Well, yeah, Wednesday market will be over.
The biggest concern lately is how dry that grass is,
yeah.
And people just don't understand. I mean, you try and educate them, and then they get upset.
Everything's
dry. You know,
it's, yeah. Well, I mean, literally when we were putting stuff away in the trailer, there was a woman on the corner waiting for the tow truck to show up because I don't even know how she did it, but she came around that corner too tight, and she just dropped the right front.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that happens all
the time. That's the call work
weekly.
So, yeah. And I'll tell you what, you could hear dollar bills coming out from underneath that car when you pulled it out of the scraping the bottom of that car.
It's like the third person this year, didn't you? Yeah. So.
Yeah. We pulled multiple cars out of that corner, right?
Yeah. Okay, well.
Thanks for that explanation.
Anything else? No, that's just for us to review. Talk about it next board.
Yeah, I need you guys copies so you can read that. I'm not, we don't need to go over that until you guys have reviewed it in detail.
Okay, well, nothing more to come before the board. Meeting is adjourned.